Run Happy, who now stands at Claiborne. And we have the privilege of being joined by his owner, Jim McInvale, here on the phone right now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jim, welcome, my friend.
Mike, good to be on the show. How are you? Judy, how are you?
Great.
Everything is good. Happy to have you with us. So what's it like watching your star as a stallion now? And we told people earlier, doesn't have yearlings yet. He has weanlings this year, and from all reports, they look spectacular. What's it like?
Well, his life as a stallion watching it is rather boring, you know, other than it's boring for me, but it's fun for him. He gets to have a lot of girlfriends, but his progress has been very good. A lot of friends talking about him, and they like his foal, so looking very much forward to the November sale, Patrick Tipton and Keeneland, to see how his first weanling sell, and life with Run Happy is always good, and we've been blessed to have this wonderful horse, and look forward to his career as a stallion. It's going very well so far.
Yeah, the reports out of Claiborne have been fantastic, and you know, he was such a tremendous animal to watch run. He did things other horses can't do, and obviously track record holder and Breeders' Cup winner. He got the number one stall at Claiborne. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, that was one of the considerations. Bernie said, Bernie and Walker said, but if he went to Claiborne, he'd be in secretary of stall, and that certainly weighed my opinion. He's doing great over there. Claiborne is like horse heaven, and he's very happy, and had a full book the last 2 years, and lots of great reports on the weanlings and the babies. So knock on wood, he should have, if he has a good career as stud as he did as a racehorse, then it'll be great.
Jim, earlier in the program, we played a rejoin clip of Run Happy winning the Breeders' Cup Sprint in 2015. That capped off a championship season for him. Take me back to that day. What was it like sitting there watching him do his thing at Keeneland?
Well, you know, Andrew Prado was supposed to take him to the front, but instead he rated him, and he was three or four behind at the coming to the top of the stretch. He really had to turn it on, but he did that, and they carried a test of a good racehorse, and he has to look another one in the eye and go forward. He certainly passed that test. It was very exciting to see him come down the stretch, and the announcer screaming, "What a racehorse!" So it was a great race for Run Happy, a great day for us, and of course he won six races in a row that year, so he had a fantastic year and established himself as a horse that could run six or seven furlongs with the best of them.
That was a tremendous field, too. It wasn't that he was beaten up on inferior horses. There were horses in there that were highly accomplished.
Yeah, he ran against a lot of great horses as every Breeders' Cup Sprint, and Run Happy's proud to present the Breeders' Cup Sprint on your wonderful radio station. I think you guys do a great job, so we're thrilled to be partners with Horse Racing Radio and present the Breeders' Cup Sprint here in 55 days, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's going to be here before we know it. And, you know, Jim, as an owner, you're always hoping to get a horse of this quality. But you've had other really good horses. You've had greatest stakes winners in the past. During comes to mind off the top of my head. You think back, what's it mean for an owner to finally get a horse that's a grade one Breeders' Cup winner and a champion?
Well, horse racing is a test of hope for all owners, I'm sure. Any of the owners listening to Horse Racing Radio could attest to that. So you hope your entire life you get one like Run Happy. And getting him kind of fulfilled my 20-year quest for really a top-notch racehorse. We had Durin, we had Wimbledon, we had a lot of good horses, but none that made the grade as a quote-unquote freak. But I think Run Happy passed the freak test, and that's what I was looking for. And I have been looking for him. I continued my whole life, and we're going to start. We're looking for him right now over the Keeneland sales grounds this week as the sale starts Monday.
Are you going to breed a lot of mares to Run Happy?
Yeah, we've bred quite a few to him. We're looking to buy some racehorse prospects at the sale in Keeneland this September to race and then eventually breed to Run Happy. So obviously we're very big participants in Run Happy's career and hope to bring him a lot of mares that can hopefully some grade one winners. That's the end exercise of the game to me, is to get grade one winners because they pay all the bills.
Yeah, well said. Talking with owner Jim McInvale, he knows that very well. He's here with us on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence. Jim, so when you think about a horse like Run Happy and everything that he accomplished, and you talk about looking for the next Run Happy, the next superstar at the Keeneland Sale, what are some of the things that, some of the qualities that you're looking for in that next hopeful champion?
Well, my sister-in-law, Laura Wheeler, is the one that picks out the horses. I'm not good at it. I couldn't pick out a Run Happy from a room full of chimpanzees. That's not my thing, but she picks them out along with a group of people. So, you know, they're looking for confirmation, looking for mental attitude. They're looking for the stride and all those things that go into picking a racehorse. And as you know, even if it's the best-looking horse on the field, that's part of the fun of the game is the mystical nature of finding that right horse.
You told me when we talked on the phone a couple of weeks ago that you want to make Run Happy the most famous horse in the world, and one thing that will do that is if his babies, who by all reports look very, very good right now, if they come out and they start running lights out when they hit the racetrack. But you're making a name for Run Happy on the advertising side of things too. We were at the Travers Stakes at Saratoga, and the Run Happy Travers, there was Run Happy banners and Run Happy signage everywhere.
Yeah, you know, Chris Kay and Tony Alvarado suggested we sponsor Travers Day, Run Happy Woods. So with Chris's help, Tony, and all the people in Nara, we kind of decorated Saratoga for Run Happy Travers Day. It was a tremendous event. The weather was great. The crowd was huge, the handle was huge, and it was a great event to get Run Happy's name out there. I've been in the advertising business for 40 years in my furniture store, and I'm big on building a brand, so we're trying to build Run Happy's brand so that when breeders invest in Run Happy, that other people know all about him and will buy his weanlings and yearlings so the breeders can get a return on their investment. The story is to support the breeders with lots of advertising, so Run Happy becomes a household name, if you will, in the horse business. And so he starts off well as a selling his horses, and then once they start running, hopefully they hit the and perform as well as the ads say he's good.
That's a great idea, and you have the right product. You've got a horse that had a tremendous career, who looks like he's got a lot of blue sky as a stallion, and you believe in the product, which makes it really easy to support him.
Yeah, I believe in Run Happy. He raced Lasix and Butte and Drug Fee his entire career. He had the essential element of any racehorse is speed, and he had that out the gazoo. So he's got a lot of good things. He had a tremendous heart and lung capacity. In fact, when the last big race he won, the Grade One Santa Anita, Malibu. When he won the Malibu at Santa Anita, when they took him to the spit barn, they were amazed. He wasn't even breathing hard. So a tremendously fit horse with a great cardiovascular system, no drugs, no Lasix, great confirmation. And if he passed it on to his offspring, they'll do well. And we're going to continue advertising Run Happy so people know about Run Happy and try to reward the breeders with something that they can make some money on.
Jim, how often will you go back and watch replays of his races?
Whenever I get depressed.
I can imagine that would put a smile on your face pretty quick.
Yeah, it's better than going to Starbucks. You know, I'll get you
How about the Run Happy memorabilia? Put me inside your house. What's it look like in there? All kinds of Run Happy stuff everywhere?
Yeah, and they just sent me some stuff from Saratoga, posters and T-shirts and Run Happy mugs, Run Happy pictures. So I'm definitely a Run Happy freak. My daughter Laura is that horse saves her life, and she's more into Run Happy than I am. So we're big Run Happy fans, and if he runs if his progeny performs as well as he does, he'll be a great stallion along the lines of other great sprinters like Danzig and Mr. Prospector. And the horses that will be on the pass, and that's what we hope he passes on his offspring is speed and stamina.
Yeah, well, Jim, I've had the privilege to work with your daughter, Laura, coordinating this interview and a couple of other things that are coming up, including that coverage of our Breeders' Cup Sprint presented by Run Happy. And I can tell you, she is an absolute rock star. So, I'm really looking forward to working with you and the team and putting all the pieces together moving forward.
Well, we appreciate what Horse Racing Radio does. to promote the game. I think now is a great time for horse racing with the decline in some of these other sports like football because they've had injury problems. It's a great time for horse racing to become more transparent with the millennials. And millennials like things that are transparent, authentic, genuine, real. And if we can do that, I think we can grab big-time market share and grow the game, which would be good for everybody.
Jim McInvale with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jim, all the best with Run Happy, all the best at the Keeneland September sale, and we'll look forward to catching up with you Breeders' Cup week.
Thanks, guys. I'll do a wonderful job. Appreciate you having me on the show, and I'll see you soon at Keeneland. Thank you.